from Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Alex Rusciano. The Peoria City Council votes tonight on creating a new tax increment finance district on the south side. City officials say that money gathered from the proposed South Village TIF would help pay for property demolitions, utility improvements, and job training services. And the neighboring South Town TIF district also is set to expire this year. By law, money on one TIF district fund can be transferred to another TIF district, meaning that the Southtown TIF money could still be used in South End projects. Supporters say that creating a new TIF has the potential to make the entire city stronger, and others aren't as sold on the benefits of the intended community redevelopment tool. And that is the topic of this Outside the Horseshoe. Our guests for the show are newly elected 4th District City Councilman Jim Montelongo, who's returning to the Peoria City Council. And Councilman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here today.
And also joining us today is a longtime at-large Councilman Gary Sandberg, who lives and works in the 1st District. And Councilman Sandberg, as always, thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure.
Before we get into the South Village TIF, let's just talk a little bit about TIFs in general. The money from the existing Southtown TIF has helped bring services and organizations to the area by funding them. Kindred Hospital and Crittenden Centers are just a few of those that come to mind. So I just like to just ask each of you what the value of a TIF district is in your estimation. And why don't we start with Councilman Montelongo, if you just want to share a little bit about your estimation on a TIF district and the value of it.
Sure. And as we started to talk about already with just Southtown TIF, in a couple of those developments, I think this is a good example of where you see TIFs being a good thing for an area. You know, it's an area that probably wouldn't have gotten new development, and because of the TIF, we've seen several new developments go in place, and the area is looking much better than it, you know, wouldn't have had that chance to do so. For some of these developments, you know, they're certainly looking for the opportunity where they can put these businesses or developments, and that's exactly what the TIF is intended to do. It's supposed to take an area that's blighted and attract some developments, and that's exactly what this has done.
Councilman Sandberg, can you talk a little bit about how you see a TIF district and what you think the value or uses of it are?
A TIF is one tool that could be used by local government to induce reinvestment or investment into an area. But it's a tool. It's not the only tool. And the city of Peoria uses TIF as the only tool. And therefore, if you look at each and every TIF, starting with Southtown, our oldest and first, some 35 years ago, I would debate the successfulness of it. It's a TIF that's directly adjacent to our downtown, that has not created any spinoff. All this development that people wish to talk about are basically non-taxpaying people. And they're good social service agencies, churches and Crittenden Center. But guess what? They don't pay taxes. And the whole concept is tax increment financing. So if you have a solid plan and a goal that can be focused, it should be considered. We're going to be discussing one later this year, the Downtown Conservation TIF for Caterpillar, because we know exactly what the target is. We know where the bullseye is, and we can aim for that bullseye. The South Village TIF and the South Side TIF actually had a plan, but it got modified every two or three years until it means nothing. There was never going to be the filter factory 35 years ago. It was going to be residential. It was going to be a corporate 50 high-tech office along MacArthur. Some of the early councils turned down more projects because they weren't in keeping with the vision. But they at least had a vision, and then it got changed over and over and over till we got what we got. You know, it's easy to say there may be some money left over that could be transferred. Now, this is coming from the same people that didn't want to transfer the money to the hotel, okay? So give me money for myself, but let me play Santa Claus for the people I want to play Santa Claus for, but don't play Santa Claus for other people. Now, I voted against giving the money to the Pierre Marquette because I don't think that's appropriate. Two-thirds of all the TIF money that's generated in the increment paralyzes school district. School District 150. Look at your tax bill. Everyone's getting ready to pay their taxes. Two-thirds of it goes to public education. So for 35 years, when you put them on a starvation diet and say they're not going to get any more money than they got 35 years ago, you're using their money. I would suggest that a better use for the money when it's untargeted, like it is in South Village, we have all these feel-good apple pie concepts, would assure the residents of the First District, the children of the First District, that they get a good quality education. That's their way out of the social morass that they face in their life. Instead of another 20 to 22 years of where School District 150 will be put on a starvation diet.
Councilman Sandberg, what are some of the other tools that you think the city should be using or could be using, either in addition to TIFs or instead of TIFs? What are some of the big ones that come to mind?
The tools that we use out in the 5th District, we provide an environment through infrastructure and support services where people feel confident in their own investment. Okay? Last week, we, by a majority vote, are spending $1.4 million to improve an intersection that washed out. We're not using a TIF. We're using tax dollars because we think that that's a priority and that it's beneficial. The city of Peoria, and I would guess other communities, use TIF dollars because it's not their money. It's the school district's money. It's easy to spend other people's money. If we really feel confident in economic development opportunities, you spend your own money, just like we do in the 5th District growth area.
Councilman Montelongo, as you mentioned, TIFs have provided generated dollars to help with area services and projects. So what would you say to something like that if there are residents out there who say maybe there might be good effects but also not so good effects possibly?
Well, I mean, Gary hit the nail on the head. It definitely takes away from the school district. But as I did some investigation on this and some research, I guess it doesn't mean that they can't come back and ask for any dollars from that TIF if they can use it as well. And in, you know, my 4 years on the council, I don't recall District 150 ever coming in and making a request for any dollars that are needed for any repairs for their school or infrastructure needs. So I think that's a door that could be open, and we should have that discussion with them when needed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the vote that's coming up tonight. Obviously, this would be a vote or a series of votes to help establish and create the tax increment finance district for the South Village, so the South Village TIF. My question to both of you is, what are your general thoughts on you know, possibly using money from the current existing TIF to transfer that money to the South Village TIF? Is that something that you see could help keep those dollars generated from TIFs in the area by transferring from one TIF to another?
I know some of the residents aren't probably in favor of this, but I think you got to leave the door open for some discussion. There might be some very valuable projects that we don't know about and that have merit. And so I guess what I'm saying is I'd be open to seeing if we could use those TIF dollars for those other projects that could come up. And I don't think you want to close the door on saying that you couldn't use it outside that TIF. It's really based on its merit and how you would vote on it. Concerning tonight's the South Village TIF, I'm in favor of it. I think, you know, as I see it, there are a lot of vacant lots, and I think opportunities for new developments to happen in that area there, and I think gives us the opportunity to perhaps even demo some of these vacant properties. And what it's going to allow us to do is to bring and build new homes in those areas, which will increase the amount of tax revenue that we'll get out of the area. I think that's the biggest thing that I see, as well as in the business areas. It gives them a chance to have some new developments for the area, which also means jobs for the people in that area. So I'm more than likely going to be very supportive of this thing tonight.
Councilman Sandberg, what are your thoughts on the series of votes to establish the South Village TIF tonight?
It's the quintessential redefinition of insanity. We're going to do the same thing again, forgetting about all of our past experiences and expect a different outcome. And that is the definition of insanity. There is no plan. While we a month or so ago, we had a public hearing during the city council meeting regarding Table 3, the estimated redevelopment project costs that are part of why this is going to work so well. And I ask a couple questions like, how did you come up with the $12 million for property acquisition or the $17 million for rehab? And the answer was, well, we just backed into those numbers. We don't, there was never a plan as to what's going to get built, okay, that you can then focus on as a target. Again, you have all these amorphous, we're going to help businesses, we're going to redo homes, but there's absolutely no plan. All the numbers for the $61 million anticipated project were backed into. That's what the consultant gave us. He'll be long gone. They're Tesca, not a local firm. Hire them, give us this boilerplate, back figure all the numbers without having a clear understanding of market dynamics. I live in the South Side, unlike anyone else. I live there. And I'm committed to that investment because I see value. But Tesco doesn't. They backfigured everything. Everyone wants to just put a rosy pink shade on everything instead of dealing with the underlying problems and marketability. 50 years ago, the South Side was the business hub for the middle class in Peoria. Adams and Garden Street, Zoll's. It's now a church that went bankrupt 2 years, okay? Until you have a clear understanding of what the market is and what the opportunities could be, but they're not done by giving someone money. They're done by providing the basic services, police, fire, safe streets, good sidewalks, where people feel comfortable in their investment.
Certainly a lot of discussion. We're expected to hear more discussion tonight about the South Village TIF at tonight's city council meeting. I just wanted to go to each of you and start with you, Councilman Montelongo. What are the, say, top two or three things that, you'd like the listeners to remember or keep in mind about TIFs, not only as this vote goes forward, but in the future?
We're also in competition for businesses throughout the state and other cities. Have the same opportunity to use TIFs, and they are. It is one tool that we can use as a city council. And, you know, Councilman Sandberg absolutely brings up some very valid points on, I guess, when they fail. But I think overall, I think we've seen a lot of positive things happen because of the TIFs. We have to study them, and we have to make sure it's a right fit for the city.
Councilman Sandberg, as this vote goes forward tonight, but also in the future, what are your thoughts?
Well, I wish we would not forget our experiences. Campus Town, it's now Bradley University. It's the security office. It's not a grocery store that the neighbors wanted. Midtown Plaza, it's a vacant grocery store that the developer is still getting his rent, okay? But the taxpayers of Peoria are paying back the $3.5 million that we borrowed to create a vacant lot there. If the city of Peoria had not been forgiven the Bob Michael grant when he retired from office, we would still be immensely in debt on Southtown. That was a $6.5 million loan from the federal government that we didn't have to pay back because he retired. Now, somebody ate $6.5 million, okay? The city didn't have to pay it back, but for us to suggest that any of our TIFs have been financially successful is ludicrous. And to start this one, not the Downtown Conservation District, okay? I intend on supporting that. So it's not that I'm opposed to all TIFs, but to start this one with no plan, across the street from where we had 35 years of Southtown TIF, and there was no jism, there was no energy. Forget about the state of Illinois. I'm talking if Southtown was so successful on the east side of MacArthur, why didn't some of that economic energy, that residential rebirth, happen on the west side of MacArthur? Until city council members think about those issues completely, we're going to continue to paralyze School District 150. We're going to give the residents of the area the hope that this is going to be the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow will come about when we provide basic essential services in the most efficient and effective way to our citizens so they feel comfortable in their private investment.
A lot of discussion on TIFs and more healthy discussion expected in the future. We have at-large City Councilman Gary Sandberg. Thank you so much for joining us on Outside
You're
the Horseshoe. And also 4th District City Councilman Jim Montalongo, thank you for taking the time as well today.
Thank you for having me here today.
And this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Alex Rusciano, sitting in for Tanya Kuntz today on 89.9 WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Stay tuned for the live broadcast of the Peoria City Council meeting next.
Local broadcast of tonight's Peoria City Council meeting is made possible by a grant from the City of Peoria.